And here we go for overtime.
Well, this is going to be an uphill battle now. Not only are you on the road in Sandusky, but USA without their most productive player through four quarters. All signs point to Sandusky with a little bit of an upper hand. But the Patriots have had momentum on their side, even if they didn't score on that fourth and one. We'll see who gets the football first and tries to score.
So the officials are doing the coin toss right now. It does appear that Sandusky won the toss and has elected to go second because looks like the captain for USA is selecting what end zone they want to go into and defend. Josh Langer, captain for USA. And that does appear what it is. So the ball will go first to USA and they will go to the far right end zone on your radio. Those familiar with Sandusky, that's the one closer to Dairy Queen. 22-22 after the end of fourth quarter, and we will regroup here as both teams re-huddle, and they will start at the 35-yard line. Excuse me, 25-yard line. Now, hold on, where did they start this ball?
Well, let's let them figure it out, because he looks like he might put it at about the 1 yard line.
It looks like they're starting. Do they start at the 10-yard line?
I said it's a new rule, Clark. I'm not even
positive.
I'm not
familiar. I need to polish up on the rule book now. There's been so many rule changes in the past years. Focus on safety.
It appears they're going to get four plays from the 10-yard line to score.
Yes, indeed. So USA will start from the 10-yard line. 22-22, first overtime coming here. Sandusky won the toss, USA on offense first. In the backfield now, replacing Rayvan would be number four, Chase Suber, a junior running back, also plays in the secondary. Cornerback, starting cornerback. Under center, Micah Kramer at the 10-yard line, full house tee for USA. Kramer going to hand this one off to Josh Lang. He's out to about the 7-yard line before he is stood up. And forward progress has ended. Number 77, Adam Scott, big man on the line, brings him down after a 3-yard gain. Second down and goal to go from the 7-yard line.
Good hit there by Adam Scott to upend Josh Lang after he had looked like he had a little head of steam going. Adam Scott puts him back down onto the ground. A 3-yard gain on first down. 7 yards to go to have the opportunity to score first in this overtime.
Same formation, 3 yards inside the right hash. Kramer back to pass, has a receiver wide open, and is caught by number 16, Brendan Prime. And USA scores on their first possession in the first overtime. It's now 28-22. USA with their first lead of the night comes in overtime. And now the two-point conversion is upcoming. Depending on this, this decides on how Sandusky's going to play their chance in the first overtime.
Absolutely. This game is not over. This two-point conversion is just as crucial because once this series is over, we go to the other side of the field and Sandusky gets four cracks from the 10-yard line to get the end zone. But what a play call by Coach Hahn, allowing Micah Kramer to throw the football and delivering a perfect strike to his favorite target, Brendan Prime, in the end zone. And looks like they're going to line up in the wing tee for their two-point conversion opportunity.
And it's going to be a pitch out to Josh Lang coming around the left edge, and he has the edge and he's in for the two-point conversion. USA strikes on the touchdown, and the two-point conversion is good as well. And now it's USA 30, Sandusky 22, and Sandusky is going to have to score and get a two-point conversion just to keep this game alive.
Absolutely right, Clark. And no Allen Rayvan, no problem, as they find a way to score without him on a passing play from 7 yards away as they have Brendan Prime, and then they run that read option they've been running all day, the triple option to the outside, and Josh Lang takes the pitch untouched as he strolls into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and USA officially with their first lead of the game. With no time on the clock, Clark, looks weird, but they still have not won this game, folks. We are in overtime, and new high school rules is each team gets a shot at a touchdown from 10 yards away. USA was able to do it in two plays and with the two-point conversion, so that means Sandusky knows what they have to do. They have to score in four plays and get the two-point conversion to start this overtime over again.
So going into the same end zone, the far right side of your radio, Sandusky now gets a chance on offense in this first overtime. It's currently USA 30, Sandusky 22 after a complete pass to Brendan Prime and then a Lang two-point conversion run. Now Sandusky under center. That'd be number 7, Ryan Campbell. Full house tee in the backfield. Number 28, Braxton Washi in the middle. Number 29, Trey Brown on the far right, Ryan Ross. It's going to be a handoff to this third option. Down to about the 7-yard line would be... That would be...
It's got to be Washi.
Number 28, Braxton Washi, gets down to the 8-yard line for a gain of 2. Brought down by number 52, Blake Ryerson, the senior defensive end for USA.
Blake Ryerson on the side.
Second down, 8 to go from the 8-yard line in the first overtime. USA leads 30-22 over Sandusky.
A short 2-yard gain that favors the defense. Offense of Sandusky only able to get 2 yards here. No time to worry about. They have 8 yards and 3 plays to try and have a chance to tie this game back up.
And it's going to be a handoff, and it's going to actually be a pass, and it's incomplete as it was intended for Trenton Lee as he was diving in the end zone. That one was close. He was open, but his little thrown off the mark and fell incomplete. Third down, goal to go from the 8. Sandusky does not strike on second down.
Trenton Lee runs a nice route, about a 5-yard slant, and as he makes his break, he's about the 1-yard line, and when that ball's delivered, it's into the end zone, Clark. But as you mentioned, it was a little low, Clark. Trenton Lee went down to the ground to get it, couldn't quite corral it when he hit the ground. The ball comes free, and now the advantage defense right now. Now Sandusky has 8 yards and only 2 plays to try and tie this game.
Wing tee to the left, and it's an end around, and here comes the man around. He gets all the way down to the 2-yard line, maybe even the 1, depending on the spot. That black jersey there would be number 28, Braxton Washi.
Braxton Washi, yes.
Washi now with 58 yards on the night. Fourth down, 2 to go for the score, as they need to score and get a 2-point conversion to keep this game alive for Sandusky.
So for Sandusky, this is the game. They need to score. Fourth down and 2. 2 yards to go to pay dirt. Let's see what the coach calls, but almost certainly going to be a run play here. Just a matter of which back's going to get it, guys. Braxton Washi's been the main ball carrier, but when they needed a big play, it's been 25. Brian Ross.
And it's going to be... A man caught in the back. It's going to be
game over.
Ryan Campbell is caught in the backfield. He is brought down at the 5-yard line, and USA is your winner. It had to take an extra inning of overtime, but USA does not lead throughout regulation, ties the ball game up with 7:29 left in the fourth quarter, and takes the victory after scoring on their first chance in overtime. The 2-point conversion is good. 30-22, game over.
Technically, USA never led a second in this ball game, but was able to go into overtime and win the game in new overtime rules. What a finish here in Sandusky.
Final score from Sandusky, Michigan. The USA Patriots take out the Sandusky Redskins for their second victory of the season. Now moving on to 2-1 after 3 weeks of play. It's Sandusky with 22, USA with 30 right here on the WLW Sports Network. Stay tuned. We'll wrap this game up in a short 4 minutes.
In our lives, there are a lot of unknowns. How much the electrical bill will be, what the weather will be like this weekend, or am I going to be healthy? That's why it's good to be sure, and that's spelled S-C-H-E-U-R-E-R. Take control of your life and maintain a lifestyle that is fun, enjoyable, and most of all, healthy. You can be sure in life by being sure. All you have to do is make an appointment with one of our family practice physicians in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, or Caseville. Whether you meet with Dr. Paul Scadden in Sebring, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Lori Hanselman, Teresa Ginther, and Blake Putman in Pigeon, or Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson at Elkton Family Medicine, you can be sure that you are receiving the best care possible. Better health, better life is our mantra at Sure, and let's make it yours too. Make things in your life certain, or I should say, sure. Visit sure.org for more information, so that if someone asks you, "Are you sure?" you can join the thousands of others and say, "I am sure." Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about. Sometimes.